This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, as opposed to Doug somebody else. I don't think there are any other Dougs during a Good Day program, right, Jay? We've certified that this is the real thing, the real
legal
McCoy.
Legal actions will be taken.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Jay Kirshner at the ready. Doug Steffen with the conversation about what's going on today that matters, how things happen, the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. So, the problems, I guess that I look upon myself, at least in part, as being a problem solver. I like to think that when we produce things that are serious in nature and conversation, that we offer a solution, if there is one, or if I feel like it's appropriate. Because I'd like to think that I was a thought leader. I don't really give a lot of thought to that, but I don't really give a lot of thought to a lot of the stuff. It just is me being me. And Jay being Jay, and as you listen, you okay, that's what these people are all about. I kind of like their personalities, and I like their points of view or not. Sometimes I hear things from people, how dare you say things like that? Do you know? Okay, that's your point of view. I'm here with my point of view, and we work through things, the issues of the day, and if there are things, as I said, that seem to lead themselves to a problem solved, talking about the various things. Like we did the heart conversation. You know, there's a lot of reason to be very hopeful if you have heart disease. But the best thing for you to do, fixing the problem, you create the problem most of the time by what you eat and how you live your life. So am I going to give you... there's two ways of solving that problem. Don't be don't be silly about how you eat and what you eat. And if you are, then there's a way. And I think that's become part of the national malaise, Jay. People think there's a pill for everything. There's a fix.
Yeah, people want therapy because it's easier.
Yeah, but it doesn't always work that way, boys and girls, as many of you find out the hard way, frankly. All right, let's talk about Hunter Biden, shall we? You want to? Let's talk about Hunter Biden, just for fun.
Why not? Just for fun.
He doesn't like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Really? What a surprise that is. Anyway, so what I find interesting about this and laughable is he's called for an ethics review of her. If there's nobody in the world that is less qualified to ask for an ethics review, this guy, why would he even open his mouth? Shut up! The fingers were all pointing at him when his reputation is sullied because of his relationship with the Chinese government. And he says, well, we need to go to the Office of Congressional Ethics. Multiple reports about her doing things, her actions, and the way she uses herself in public forums and stuff. Shut up.
Well, and doesn't this kind of create an additional conversation on it's not always what's being said, it's who's saying it? Like,
yeah.
Let's say somebody who is well-respected in the world of politics.
Right.
And they make the same claim. There might be a little bit more traction, or people might have a little bit more of a conversation over Marjorie Taylor Greene and her quote-unquote ethics, but when it's Hunter Biden bringing it to the table, maybe not, dude.
So clueless. Yeah, right. Exactly. Talk about being clueless. Unga bunga. All right, so here's something else. Speaking of clueless, because of the Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon thing, and people say, well, it's not the same thing. It really is. The reason that they're gone is because the companies are running a business, and the advertisers have been leaving Carlson's show on Fox News and also Don Lemon's program, and therefore they are paid highly and they're not pulling their weight. So management says, all right, we have to find a way to protect our income, our stream, so that we can keep our business going. That is the decision, pure and simple. It may be that on the surface, well, this guy doesn't like this or that. It's all, that's bunkum. The departure of both Carlson and Lemon and the, whatever anybody says about it publicly, the reason they're gone is because they're bad for business. And so that's, you know, hello, goodbye. You know, there have been a bunch of people who of, you know, you can go back over the last year or so and look at the people who have left the news media. A guy who is at NBC Universal named Jeff Shell got fired after one of the news anchors lodged sexual harassment complaints against him. And there's been a lot of that with Carlson as well. Apparently, there have been people that have accused him of running a toxic newsroom. He's a misogynist, yada, yada, yada. I don't get that that's really Don Lemon's problem. Don Lemon's problem is that he's kind of a, he's a one-trick pony and heads in, you know, the one, the direction that they don't want him to go in. So, anyway, I just thought that it was worth a moment or two of clarification. The jury in the Trump trial at the behest of E. Jean Carroll, her allegation was that Trump raped her in a department store 2 decades ago. I don't want to risk sounding like I don't care, but I really think that some, well, I don't know. I don't, maybe I don't look upon this, Jay, the right way. Maybe you can help me. 20 years ago, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you do something 20 years ago and wait until Trump's running for president? There's something, maybe you figure, well, I couldn't get anywhere with him before because he was too influential, but now everybody's paying attention to him and looking for stuff, so maybe it'll have some merit. Hard to know what the real story is because the details are stale after 20-some-odd years.
Well, a lot of times, too, and this is why the statute of limitations has been expanded, because sometimes victims take the blame themselves. There's a lot of embarrassment that they don't want to come forward.
Right.
It takes a lot to want to get there. And so it can be multiple things. It could be on the one side of just trying to get Trump. It could be real allegations that she finally has the strength to
gumption.
Come forward with it.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Okay. Here's a sad reality. Janet Rice, mother, grandmother, works in a hospital. She goes to the hospital when there is a tragedy. She's called in. And apparently, we all remember the story, or hopefully you do, from last week, although it gets connected and confused with all the other shootouts. Last week was a horrible week. They had big shootouts every day, and this situation in Connecticut, in Hartford. This woman is on her way to work, and she gets a phone call that the story is this lady who's the grandmother of a 12-year-old girl who gets struck in the head by a stray bullet. And the thing that makes it more difficult, this is a young lady named Secrete Pierce, who died last Friday. She was 2 years old when her father was killed the same way in 2012. Father gets shot and killed by a stray bullet in a shootout in a bad neighborhood of Hartford. So fast forward to this girl, 12 years old, gets shot same way. What the hell does that tell us about our society? I mean, why would this, the grandmother says, never in a million years would I expect to get a call about my granddaughter. I'm angry, I'm heartbroken, and I'm numb. As, yes, you would believe, you can understand that. Seventh grader, killed for no reason at all, but this gun violence, especially in urban areas around our country, there were 39 people killed already this year in Hartford the same way. We talk about Chicago all the time because that's one of the big three. But Hartford has a horrible problem with this, as do many other cities and states. Go ahead, Jay.
No, I just said a lot of the conversations over killings with guns, it's either the topic of mass shootings at churches, at schools, out and about in entertainment fields. It is about gang-related situations or maybe robberies gone wrong. But now there seems to be a new conversation of just accidental gunfire where, or accidental killings where people are shot and killed by stray bullets, or they made a mistake. They got into the wrong car. They knocked on the wrong door. They pulled into the wrong driveway. There was another one recently where food delivery people or grocery delivery people pulled into the wrong driveway.
Yeah.
And they were shot at as well.
Yeah. Wow. All right, let's see. That's another. There's a Rice story. In looking that up, I came upon something. This family's name is Rice. And then as I got into the Rice field, if you will, there's a story about Susan Rice, who's been one of the most unpopular advisors to presidents since Bill Clinton was president. A real aggressive. I think she comes across as being very angry. She was Biden's domestic policy advisor, and in almost the same breath as Biden announcing that he's going to run for president again, she gets sent down the road because she's a liability, has always been a liability. It's not that she isn't smart, she doesn't offer good advice. Now, would I say this about some man? Yep, I'd say the same thing about a man. She is just so apparently impossible to deal with. It's her way or the highway.
I'm saying that she's stepping down because her last day will be May 26th. If she was being forced out, it would almost be effective immediately.
I don't think they forced her out. They just find that she doesn't need to be there. Maybe that's the better way. You know, with Don Lemon and what's his face, Tucker Carlson, they didn't need to be there either, but they decided they didn't need to be there now. I'm betting that Susan Rice probably has a month and a half's worth of vacation, and she's gone. But it just isn't like, okay, you're fired dramatically. It's that please take your vacation days and go find a job, you know, being a professor in a college someplace, which she will do. That's not difficult. She's just so, the black angle with her has overshadowed her ability, it seems to me, to be objective. I just think everything was about relationships. Her advice was all coming from the black experience, and I don't think that that's appropriate. There's plenty of other experiences that need to be factored into decisions and advice that she gives. 18 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now 23 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Social media in the focus. Your comments on items of the day, issues of the day. We have asked about President Biden and his announcement running for a second term. A couple of thoughts from a couple of listeners. Can this country withstand four more years of Biden? I think not. I agree with you, madam. Let's see. Here's Christina. He wants four more years to finish the job of transforming this country into a communist entity. I don't think so, Joe. But
yeah,
here, this lady says, I rather like Robert F. Kennedy, although he's a Democrat. He's conservative. I like him, too. Not because, just the conservative label, as I've said 150 million times, is kind of specious because it doesn't really mean how you apply it. But at any rate.
Do you feel that same way about the liberal label?
Yeah, I do. Yep, yeah. Do you?
I typically just say Democrat or Republican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, leave it at that. So here's another question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? This is a good question. Mary says, I'd want the superpower of healing. There's too much suffering in the world. What a wonderful, that's a great
Isn't that
response.
Beautiful?
Beautiful answer. Yeah, that's a great answer. Jason says, to be from Krypton. To be from Krypton. Okay, pal. Help yourself. Sean says, not really sure. The ability to produce blankety, 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 blank. Is that something
that's money. Those are icons, emojis for money. And
okay.
I get that because, you know what, people always say money can't fix your problems, but if you have financial problems,
yeah, love.
Money will do it 110%.
Mm-hmm. Jan says, like to mute annoying people without them knowing that they've been muted.
You can do that.
You can. Donna says, to clean the house and... to clean the house with a click of the finger. This is a superpower thing.
Yeah, yep. That would be nice.
Yes. Elizabeth says, invisibility. Huh. How would you apply? You mean just being places
being
not
invisible. Well, Stephen Jay, said the same thing, invisibility, but kind of went more onto it of preferring to just go unnoticed a lot of the time, which I feel like, essentially in today's society, we can. People are so wrapped up in what is going on in their own lives and themselves that you can go unnoticed out in public.
Yep. Let's see here. Mary says, I'd like to fly, be able to fly. Yep. Let's see here. Michael says, my wife informed me I already have one, a superpower. I can make almost anything as complicated as possible. Mm-hmm. he says, I wear that badge and cape proudly. Yeah. Brian says, mind control. Well, what is he going to do with that? What would you do with if you had mind control?
Sounds dubious.
Right. Brian says, I'm surprised this answer wasn't said more. What, mind control? Maybe. Yeah. Let's see. Johnny says, invisibility so I could enter and listen to the politicians tell lies. It's interesting how many people are motivated by politics and politicians. That I find fascinating because at the end of the day, what do they really contribute to your life on a day-to-day basis? Suzanne says, I have it and use it all the time. Jose Silva mind control methods allow me to go into my alpha state of mind anytime. Beta is good for some activities, but alpha solves problems and answers questions. Did you get that? The Silva mind control, that's something that's been around, that's been advertised. I think I've heard it over the years, right?
Have you ever heard of silver mind control?
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. Let's see. Gayla says, to stop this madness in my brain of always correcting the incorrectly written word. Ha!
Yeah.
Who else does that? Wait a minute.
Written, spoken.
Right. All right, James, you paying attention to that? The spoken word. Yes, right. James is doing a great job of modifying those former evil ways of his, so that's good. All right, we're at 28 after. This is Good Day.
Nobody loves their cable company except for Internet access. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. To find what you want to watch rather than the several hundred channels your cable or satellite menu force feeds you, explore cordcuttersnews.com. It's a buyer's guide for spending less or spending nothing on television. Founder Luke Buma told me that for the vast majority of Americans, everything they want to watch is available streaming. The only reason many still subscribe to cable or satellite is live sports, and many team channels now offer streaming. Some cord cutters do end up paying cable-size money, but what they end up with is 100% their menu. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is threatening to break out the veto pen and strike down the House Republican bill to cut government spending and raise the debt limit. This, as GOP lawmakers backing the bill still reportedly haven't collected the votes needed to pass it.
They should avoid default, take it off the table, and have a conversation with the president, his administration, about the budget.
White House says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's bill to raise the debt ceiling would cut the economy off at the knees. Many economists and top-ranking government officials have warned of catastrophic consequences if the nation is allowed to default on its debts. Washington State is banning the sale of assault rifles, becoming the 10th state to do so. Democratic Governor Jay Inslee said at the signing, "No one needs an AR-15 to protect their family." And that's quote. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Talker to talker. I'm a talker. Jay's a talker. You're a listener. You could be a talker, too. Help yourself. As was suggested, 855-999-DOUG or Facebook and Instagram, some of the things that we just covered from folks, a lot of new listeners, and that's always fun to have new listeners. Celebrating National Park Week this week, Jay. This is supposed to, it's hosted by the National Park Service. It runs all week long. The theme this year is Your Park Story. Park Service asking people to share their special connections with places that they like to visit or have visited on their social media. There are 400 national parks around the country. Do you know that? I didn't know there were that many.
That's amazing.
National parks.
Well, it makes sense because a lot of people will do vacations where they road trip or rent RVs and they just go national park to national park and they
take
a week or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that there would be that many because it would take so long to see everything.
Well, the ones best known are probably like the Grand Canyon, the park of the Great Smoky Mountains, Yosemite. Yes, exactly. Right. Also, this week, it's National Drug Take Back Time. This sort of coordinates with, and I don't know, with a park thing, it's like Earth Day maybe brings the focus around. The Drug Enforcement Agency is trying to keep the public aware of the dangers of prescription drug use, more misuse than use. I don't think there are a lot of people listening, Jay, that know how to safely dispose of the drugs that have been prescribed but you haven't used. You know, look in your medicine cabinet and see the things that are in there that are past their prime. If you have these expired drugs around and you are not going to use, don't leave them around because it's kind of dangerous. So the DEA says that you can bring these, well, other communities like my hometown of Framingham, you can go to the police station and drop off whatever mm-hmm. it is that you want to drop off. You can bring them to your pharmacy, too, as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, the pharmacies have them. And I think most people don't, if you have somebody in your life who is dealing with a prescription pill addiction, a mm-hmm. lot of times you don't know it because it can be hidden. And if people come into your house and you have all of those and somebody is dealing with that, that gives them very easy access. And I think so many times we just forget that there are prescription medications of like, oh, this is expired. And then we just put it back in the medicine cabinet or where the drawer or whatever it is.
Right. Yep. This portion of the program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle. Boats now. The weather is here. A lot of fun going by Lake Kitchituate. Some of the rivers around where I am and people putting their boats into the water. I saw a guy out there yesterday in a kayak. And those things seem, I actually like kayaks, great for your upper body, by the way. Men and women, you want to get your muscles and your back and your shoulders straightened out, then go get a kayak and go on the water. It's great, great exercise. And it's exhilarating, too, especially to be on the water as things, you know, now we're going into springtime and the water feels fresh and the air feels fresh. You can get beyond all the pollen that's out there. Have some fun. Progressive Insurance, go to progressive.com. Also, you can dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE to get the coverage that you need. From the astronaut's point of view, some stunning footage of planet Earth, new to the NASA website, which is one of my faves, as you know. Go to the NASA website. There's so much there to see, the Webb telescope and some of the other pictures that are coming from everywhere. But this week, they're focusing on various shots that have been taken by the astronauts as they go around the Earth at 18,000 miles an hour, taking about 90 minutes to get around the Earth. And then they do it from different orbits and different places. The camera clarity is just fascinating, fabulous. So if you want to make yourself feel good, if you're down about something, distract yourself by going to NASA.gov and check out. It's almost like a fresco of the of our planet. Mm-hmm. Looking at it, it's just I don't know. It was so much good. What we spend so much time talking about ugly. Here's another good one. The story with people in the news. Dennis Barnes, who's a senior at the high school in New Orleans, has set a new national record. Listen to this.
This is amazing.
Huh? He got offers from 125 colleges, $9 million in scholarships. So where does he go? He applied to 200 schools across the country. He's going to make his decision by next week. This is something in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
That formerly the record was $8.5 million in scholarships awarded in 2019 to somebody. And so this fellow started doing college apps in August, trying to raise the bar for college admissions. He said the letters were overflowing in his mailbox. Because they're all looking for good students, no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
So he said his goal was to get to $10 million. Can he get there? And that is offers.
By the end of this month, he has a few more days, quite possibly.
Yep. Yeah. How about that?
What do you good think for of that? Him.
Huh? All right. That's very, very cool. All right. So we've got some lottery stories here. As we continue to look at the Powerball and the Mega Millions, well, one is back to $20 million last week. Did you see that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, she didn't see it. I didn't notice it when I was getting gas in the gas station the other day. Here's the first story of a winner, the Maryland man who won $50,000 in the lottery, not once, not twice, but three times in less than a year, using the same number. We had a story like this last week with a number times, it was $5,000 times 20 or something, right? Remember that from last week?
Yeah, exactly. Somebody and a lot won? Of these aren't the jackpots. These are
no,
the lesser ones.
Play.
But that's
right.
Still so much money, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. And if he's smart, he doesn't tell everybody who he is, right? I don't want to see his number. But he's won $150K in the last 11 months from the Maryland Pick 5 game. And he used the number 48548. I don't know what that is, but if you play, I've heard that before. If you play the same number all the time, you're bound to win. Just keep playing the same number over and over and over and over and over again. And that
yeah,
makes,
stick with it. Why not?
Sooner or later, right. The odds are in your favor if you use the same number over and over again. All right,
or
so
if you
here's,
have the money to do so, you do one ticket where you use the same number over and over again and then do a quick picks for a second ticket.
Yeah. All right, I'll take your advice on that. Thank you very much. Okay, let's see here. There's a Powerball ticket that was worth $1.5 million. We talked about this last week. There is the time runs out in a year. So the time was almost up, and whoever had this ticket showed up. Right? They purchased the winning ticket last October. And so there were a couple of hours. There's 180, I said a year, sorry, wrong. 180-day period to claim the winning, so it's a half a year. And then it expires, goes back into the pot. The process, the California Lottery processes 10,000 winning claims a month. Huh? How do they have that many? The scratch
Well, because
stuff
they're you... not jackpot winners. They're all the smaller
what
ones.
What you were just but... saying a few minutes ago about
yeah, exactly.
You know, prizes.
And well, we remember the, what was it, that one big couple billion Powerball jackpot winner took a couple months to come forward. And I think a lot of times when it's something as significant as that amount of money, they're putting their ducks in a row first. They're hiring on financial advisors.
Of course.
They're figuring out all of this stuff before they come forward.
Right. Good for them. So what's the controversy about Aaron Rodgers? The people in the Jets, he's going to join the Jets. I don't, you know, I'm not the follower, but there's so many people talking about this. I'm trying to figure out what the deal is.
He didn't want to be on the Packers anymore.
Well, they traded him.
He wanted to be on them for some time, and now
the team didn't like him. Right? Didn't the team didn't like him. They wanted him gone because he was a negative impact on the team because he didn't want to be there? Is he that good?
I would think anybody who... Yeah, he is pretty good. Really? I think anybody who doesn't... is working for a company or in a job or anything where they don't want to be...
They don't
want
to be there?
They start to kind of be a cancer in the whole organization.
Right. Go find... My father said that to me when I was a youngster. The day you wake up and you don't like your job, go find another one. And that would, I guess, apply to almost any field, right?
Yeah, it, to an extent, and I think that there's that one saying where wherever you go, there you are. Yeah. So sometimes we forget and we look outward that everything outside of ourselves are our issues, and a lot of times we are our own issues.
Right.
So a job change won't change that.
You are the problem, not the job. Hello, ding, 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 ding. All right, let's get to the ugly side of life. This is the Good Day program, but there are things that show up every once in a while. So here's this group of climate change whoopies, these nutcakes, who are going around the country deflating tires, sticking knives and screwdrivers and whatever they can find into the tires of SUVs because they say that the SUVs are ruining the carbon emissions from the big cars, are ruining the atmosphere, ruining the world. And so they're going to fix all of you who drive SUVs by sticking knives and screwdrivers into your tires. So what about this in terms of disruptive protesting? This isn't the same as January 6th, but it's pretty damned aggressive, and they should be prosecuted.
You're damaging
Why not?
People's property.
Who the hell are you to tell me what to drive?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. These people. Bunga. All right. Here's the celebrity cruise folks facing a lawsuit Florida woman and her family accused the cruise line of improperly storing her husband's body.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Well, I'm chuckling because the guy's dead, and they weren't happy because there's apparently on most of these big cruise liners, there's a provision. Somebody dies, they get a little morgue, and they stick the body in the refrigerator that's in the morgue. So instead of doing that, they put this guy's body in the refrigerator where the food is.
In like a cooler or something. Yeah, so it wasn't kept cold enough and the body decomposed and it took away the family's option to do an open... Yeah, to do an open casket and everything. And apparently, here's the kicker. At one point, it was taken to the morgue. And then it was no longer in the morgue. It was in a cooler. And drinks that were apparently in the cooler ahead of time were on the outside of the cooler. But can you imagine being on a cruise and a loved one dies and you kind of have to just finish out the cruise?
It's flabbergasting that these people are this clueless. It really is. The story of an Illinois woman died in a house fire. She was 78 years old. She had somebody taking care of her, but unfortunately, the caretaker went to run an errand. House catches fire. This woman, see you later, right?
Mm-hmm.
She left the home to run an errand. The house was on fire when she came back. Lady was dead, and so that's the end of that. This is one of those strange... Not a coincidence, but how would you describe this? This is kind of just a sad...
Yeah, like at that exact moment.
So does this person...
And something sparks the fire.
Is she responsible? She could have been running an errand for the lady. Do they blame her for all of this?
That's a question, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, let's put on our happy face again. 48 after here on Good Day.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three past the hour. Good Day Health Time with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's one of the country's foremost upper cervical experts. He's a Nuka chiropractor, and thus he fixes people by just focusing on their neck and their shoulders and the things where most of the problems in your stature begin, right? So I was asked somebody asked me to ask you, why do we lose our height? Like, I used to be 5'9", now I'm 5'8". Where'd that go? Where'd that inch go?
Well, decreased disc space.
Why?
Malnutrition, misaligned spine for years and years, not taking care of the spine in the sense of stretching and exercise, the sedentary life. The body is always adaptive. I mean, your skeleton is adaptive. Your skin is adaptive to the kinds of stresses and that we place upon it. And when you move to a sedentary life, your body just doesn't need the bones that it needed up to that point. If you're all constantly on your feet, like you, I mean, if the farmer besides a radio personality,
and yeah, you're constantly on your feet,
you're active all the time. And so at your age, there's going to be a certain loss of height simply because of the age. But if you had been a sedentary person up to this point, you'd probably be another couple inches shorter than you are now. The body uses bone when it needs bone. It will build bone when it needs it, and it will resorb bone if it doesn't need it. Hmm. And that's based on the stress patterns that we place on our skeleton.
Hunga bunga.
Yeah, see, the best thing for women for osteoporosis is to get out there and walk a mile every day.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And if it's
so that's
cold,
your advice. Now,
you go to the mall, but you walk, you walk, you walk.
Let me ask you about something that I was thinking about because my ears are ringing at the moment. There is a study out that suggests that the vaccines may have contributed to many thousands of people having more pronounced ringing in their ears.
Yes.
It's called tinnitus, tinnitus, whatever it is. Now, I remember when you and I talked about that a couple of years ago upon your treatment, you did something to adjust whatever, and the tinnitus went away for a while. Do you remember that? That was a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Well, tinnitus, depending on where you went to school.
Right.
It either has a nerve problem or a bone conduction problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get, interestingly enough, you can get arthritis in the bone structures of the inner ear.
You can?
Where they don't normally function. You've got these three little tiny bones that all work together to conduct sound from the eardrum into the inner ear mechanism. And they can get to a point where, you know, they're kind of solid, but not completely. But in any event, there can be a bone conduction problem or a nerve just because of vitamin B deficiencies. Vitamin B deficiencies can easily lead to improper nerve conduction inside the inner ear mechanism that can contribute to some background noise, that white noise that's in the background, or high-pitched tones or different kinds.
Yeah.
So yours, I believe, was a bone conduction problem because it responded very quickly to what I do.
Yeah, it did. Jack is very good at talking to his clients. He practices in a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. One of the things, as I look back at the podcasts that come from Good Day Health, there are podcasts every week. Jack also has his own work that he does at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I noticed that the highlight of one of your recent conversations is as you were asked to explain about what happens when you look in the mirror and whether or not people realize that you look the way you look because of what you eat, right? And then there were some other discussions about junk food.
Yes.
And what in the world people, you know, you look at this stuff and the heart disease that comes of it and what it is that people think is they think they're going to, there's a pill, it'll fix it, I'm going to take a pill.
And well, that's so, it. And the body is so adaptive, as I was saying earlier, to the different kinds of stresses that we place upon it, that we don't always see the immediate negative effect of something we're doing any more than we see the immediate positive effect. For every cigarette that you smoke, there'll be about a teaspoon of blood hemorrhaging inside the lungs.
God,
and you don't know it. You're not aware of it. Your body will take care of that until, of course, it just gets tired of taking care of it. But if you were to bleed a teaspoon of blood out of your eyeballs for every cigarette you smoked, there would be no cigarette industry out there.
Right, right.
Because a lot of this stuff, a lot of our reactions are hidden deep inside the body, and the body's main drive is to survive. And so it's very adaptive to the kinds of changes we give it. And a lot of the stuff is hidden. And that's why, look in the mirror, you'll see the results of your dietary choices.
One of the things in a recent podcast that Jack did on Good Day Health is a focus on your immune system and how it works as the weather gets warmer. Check out the Good Day Health podcast available free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.